It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
This is the dearest that Jesus loves me.
Good morning, and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Another day to hear the word of the Lord, another day to dine and wine with our Lord Jesus Christ on the table full of bread, the bread, the word of God. And I want to welcome you. I wanted to check every part of your body, from your eyes to your head to your skin, to your mouth, to your ears. I want you to move your legs. And I know that you will know that there is something to be grateful for. So I want you to take a quick second to just say, Father, I want to thank you. And I am grateful on your behalf that you get to get another insight from the Word of God. This episode, this segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And once again, I want to welcome you. If this is your first time of listening to us or joining us, you're welcome to the devotional family. Here in this family, what we eat is the Word of God. We live by the Word of God, and we move by the Word of God. We'll be making use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And once again, you're welcome. Today is the 16th day of the month of June, 2024. And it's a Sunday. I do hope you are planning to go to church. We'll be looking at a topic in the Open Heaven that says, the Father's blessing. The Father's blessing. And our hymn today is hymn 6 of the Open Heaven. I am so glad that our Father in heaven. I am so glad that our Father in heaven. Bible in 1 year is Psalms 69 to 72. Psalms chapter 69 to chapter 72. And our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 49, verse 26. Genesis chapter 49, verse 26. Let's take it together. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Again, Genesis chapter 49, verse 26. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 27, verse 27 to 40. Genesis chapter 27, verse 27 to 40. Are you with your Bibles? Let's read together. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of the heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me. And his father Isaac said unto him, who are you? So he said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, bless me also, my father. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. Now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grains and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven says, the Father's blessing. A father has tremendous power over the lives and destinies of his children. Any wise child will always seek his or her father's, that's biological or spiritual, blessings. This is why you must always think of ways to provoke your father to bless you. Unfortunately, these days, most people are after getting material things from their fathers and hardly think of what they can do to make their fathers bless them. One day, I just returned from a journey and two of my spiritual children came to welcome me. The one who got to me first merely greeted me. The other one followed suit when he joined us and then proceeded to collect my bags. Immediately he did that, I said to him, God bless you. The first son said, Daddy, You did not say, God bless me, God bless you to me. I responded, what did you do for me? You saw me carrying these bags, but you did not help me. If you want your father to bless you, you must be ready to do something that will provoke him to do so. One very important thing about a father's blessing is that it is irreversible. Even though Isaac realized that he had blessed Jacob, instead of Esau, he could not reverse it. Genesis chapter 27, verse 33. This is why you must seek your father's blessing in every way you can. Once your father blesses you, you are blessed forever. Nevertheless, blessings are different. Some blessings come from the soul, some from the heart, and some from the mouth. When Isaac wanted to bless Esau, he told him to prepare his favorite meal so that after he had eaten it, he could bless him from deep within his soul. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 4. A father can bless three of his children, but one will still be greater than the rest because the father loves that one in a special way. How well does your father love you? Do you often provoke him to pray for you, or are you the type that provokes him to anger regularly? Some people hardly send money to their old parents. Some hardly call them, while some others don't even visit them. They may be old and frail now, but their blessings and curses remain very powerful. Whatever you do, ensure that you get as many blessings as possible from your father before he dies. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, do something for your father today that will provoke him to bless you. If you are a father, call your children and bless them from your soul. Do something for your father today that will provoke him to bless you. If you are a father, call your children and bless them.